Welcome to the Target New York Times Open House New York podcast. I'm Mary Conway, actor and designer. The Morgan Library and the New York Times, two great New York institutions, have both existed in the city for more than 100 years. But today, these institutions are further linked by their 21st century redevelopment by one of the leading architects of our age, Renzo Piano. The Morgan Library began in 1902, when one of the most famous financiers in U.S. history, J.P. Morgan, decided to build a library to house the treasures that he could no longer fit in the confines of his mansion. He turned to the leading architecture firm of McKim, Mead, and White, who designed landmarks like the old Pennsylvania Station and Bronx Community College's Hall of Fame of Great Americans. McKim designed a marble villa influenced by the High Renaissance, with a beautiful facade of Tennessee marble laid without mortar. A monumental Palladian arch served as the original entrance, flanked on either side by lions carved by Edward Clark Potter. Mr. Morgan died in 1913, only 7 years after his library was completed. It was his son, John Pierpont Morgan, Jr., who opened the library to the public with its extraordinary collection of works, especially drawings, books, and medieval and Renaissance manuscripts. The original structure in which these treasures are still housed...